Hi, who's on the line, please?
Hello, my name is Mary Ellen.
Ah, Mary Ellen, what can I do for you today?
Well, I had a question, and I'm not sure if you will be able to answer it for me or not.
Okay, but already, Mary Ellen, I can tell that Maggie's going to be able to talk to you because you sound like you might be from Ireland.
That is right.
What's your call about?
Well, my call is that I have got very swollen legs from the groin down to the toes.
Oh, my God, your death is imminent for you.
Now, Magster... Let's not start right like that. Okay, so you have swelling from your groin to your toes.
Yes.
Can I ask, do you have any diseases? Do you have any blood pressure problems or
social diseases even?
Social diseases? What does that have to do with swelling of the legs?
You never know.
Okay, Mary Ellen, so I'm sorry. What do you have any blood pressure problems?
No.
No.
Not that I'm aware of, but I haven't been to a doctor in over a year.
Okay, so that's where we'll start. How old are you, Mary Ellen? Now, you don't have to lie about your age. You're on the radio, after all. No one's going to see you.
39.
45.
45. And you have swelling from your groin to your toes.
Now, hold on a second. This has not been recorded, is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is being recorded. You are on live radio, ma'am.
Okay.
But let me just tell you this. My advice to you would be, does the swelling happen all the time from your groin to your toes?
No.
Just when is it swollen?
When I get up in the morning.
Ah, once you get up for a while.
Don't get up, Marietta. Stay in bed.
Now, Maggie, what use would she be in bed all day?
Well, put her legs up over your trunk.
Yes. If you put your legs up, Maggie does have a point. If you put your legs up, the swelling goes down, but you can't possibly stay in bed all day, can you, Mary Ellen?
No, I'm a very busy lady.
Yes. You're a very busy lady. Okay, well, being so busy, you do need to get yourself to the doctor, Mary Ellen, and I thank you for calling
in. I don't have a doctor, and I thought I was calling you to get some advice, and I didn't get any advice.
Okay, Mary Ellen. So we've got our first caller.
We'll give you three names, Mary Ellen, of doctors.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were allowed to refer.
Well, you know what? You have a point there, and you sound like a very
intelligent
smart
woman.
A very intelligent consumer. So I'm going to leave it up to you to find some doctors in your area, wherever you're living. You can look right in the phone book, or you can call your nearest hospital and get some advice.
Would that be
the point in calling into you guys?
Well, the point is that you've given us a good laugh. That's the point. After all, this is a show. We believe laughter is the best medicine. So thank you very much for your call.
Are you telling me that if I go around laughing, it will cure my swollen leg?
I'm telling you, if you go around laughing, at least we won't be laughing at you.
Yeah, it'll help your constipation anyway, Mary Ellen.
Well, that's another problem.
Of course, Maggie knew constipation would come in here at some point. So you know what, Mary Ellen? I'm going to have to take your call offline because you have way more problems than we can fix online. Okay, Mary Ellen, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you for nothing.
Okay.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out T-C-P. Suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. A little bit.